We'll start with women's college hockey, and Kelly Madden of the Norwich Cadets may have scored the biggest goal of her collegiate career in Northfield yesterday afternoon. Taking the number one ranked Adrian College Bulldogs to overtime, the game knotted at 4 goals apiece. Madden found the back of the net with 54 seconds left to go in the OT, delivering Norwich an enormous 5-4 upset win in a non-conference game against the top-ranked team in women's Division III hockey. The contest was part of the annual East-West Hockey Classic, and Madden earned a spot on the all-tournament team with her game winner to go along with another goal she scored in regulation. Both tallies her first of the season, and what a way to get on the score sheet. The Cadets may also have gotten into the heads of the top-ranked Bulldogs, beating them in the East-West Classic for the second year in a row. Kirsten Watts also had a big game for Norwich, tying the score at 3 apiece. After Adrian had taken the lead, Watts' goal coming while the Cadets were shorthanded. And goalie Emily Lambert made 34 saves to earn the victory, improving the Cadets' record to 11-3 on the season in what was arguably the team's most thrilling win of the year in front of their home fans at Kreitzberg Arena. In men's college basketball, Northern Vermont Linden took on SUNY Delhi in New York last night and staged a second-half comeback that fell just short in an 86-80 defeat. The Hornets trailed by 19 points at halftime but opened the second stanza with a 19-6 run, led by Jaleel Gabriel, who finished with 19 points on the night. Damon Denta also had a strong game for Linden, pouring in 18 points, but the Hornets could not quite get over the hump. They fall to 2-12 on the season, while the Broncos even their record at 8-8. To the pros now on the hard court and in the NBA, Kyrie Irving returned to the Boston Celtics lineup after dealing with an eye injury and a damaged cornea, getting a good look at the basket all night in Boston's 116-95 win over the Brooklyn Nets. Irving scored 17 points in his return. He was not alone in the double-figure points brigade, as six different Celtics scored at least 10 points on the night. Jason Tatum had 16 of those, and the Nets did all they could to help the Celtics along, committing 11 turnovers in the first quarter alone. The win was Boston's third in a row, as the team tries to get out of its middle-of-the-pack rut in the Eastern Conference, still in fifth place, but just a game and a half now behind the next on the rung Philadelphia 76ers. In the NHL, the Montreal Canadiens lost a tight game to the Minnesota Wild in a 1-0 defeat at the Bell Center last night, but Habs fans are nevertheless breathing a sigh of relief in learning that their top defenseman and team captain is going to be okay despite what could have been a season-ending injury. Shea Weber went down to block a shot in the first period and was thanked for his efforts by taking a puck to the face after it ran up his stick. He toughed it out on the bench and played a few more shifts but did not return to the game for the second period. The good news is that after an examination, the Canadiens determined Weber can make the upcoming road trip with the team, even if he may miss a game or two as a precaution. Michael Granlund scored the only goal of the game for Minnesota, making it 3 wins in a row for the Wild, who visit the Bruins in Boston tonight. Montreal has now dropped 2 in a row and are hoping Weber is not out for too long as they try to keep within the playoff bubble in the Eastern Conference. Finally, the U.S. Cross Country Ski Championships at Vermont's Craftsbury Outdoor Center wrap up today with the men's and women's freestyle competitions.